So this week in the IIS show, I'd like to introduce no less than Scott Guthrie to listeners. And we got to, of course, when we're talking to Scott, there's always a lot to talk about. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. And so, Scott, why don't you tell people what you do here, just in case people don't know?
Sure. I'm general manager of the client and web platform and tools group here at Microsoft. And so basically, my team builds IIS7, ASP.NET, and Atlas, which is our new AJAX framework, Windows Forms, which is our managed code client framework, Visual Studio web tools. So when you build web apps in Visual Studio and Visual Web Developer, all of that capability. And then my team's also building the new Avalon designer codenamed Cider.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot going on there.
Keeps me busy. Yeah,
yeah, I guess so. And there's a lot of new technology there, and the IIS7 team as well, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's been a lot of talk going around about, you know, Web 2.0 and Microsoft's vision of the web or lack thereof, or, you know, depending on who you're talking to. And what I wanted to ask you was, you know, what is Microsoft's view of the web platform? Where I mean, you've got your finger on, you know, application development for the web platform. Where are we headed with that?
Well, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting next couple of years. We're investing a lot in, we recently just shipped ASP.NET 2.0 and Visual Studio 2005, which are both major upgrades for web development on the Microsoft platform. You know, I think if you look at ASP.NET 2.0 in particular, the level of new features that are provided and kind of the developer productivity that you get is pretty astonishing. And, you know, we're seeing tons and tons of customers starting to go live with huge projects and seeing just tremendous results, both in terms of productivity savings, but also performance and reliability.
With 2.0?
Yeah, with ASP.NET 2.0. So that's just shipped this past November, and there's a lot of exciting stuff happening there. In the Web 2.0 space, not to confuse it with ASP.NET 2.0, we're also then doing a lot of work with a project we call Atlas, which is a set of features that work on top of ASP.NET 2.0 and on top of Visual Studio 2005 that really enable you to build kind of AJAX immersive web applications. And our goal is to make it super, super easy for people to build, apps that are, you know, richer in terms of user interactivity, fewer postbacks, and more kind of incremental page refreshes, as well as to really enable you to build kind of next generation mashup apps and kind of client apps of the future. So that's actually, we've been releasing kind of monthly technology preview drops. We're going to actually release a new one in probably later this week.
Cool.
And so you can download them today and start taking advantage of them and really start to build some pretty cool stuff with that.
And what do you think in terms of, like, are these like for RTM for release, you know, when this might be finished someday?
Well, we're actually going to support a go live license. That we're going to have some more details about that shortly that we're going to go ahead and announce.
Great.
And so we're going to provide a go live license this spring, which means that pretty shortly, you're going to be able to go ahead and take Atlas, build whatever application you want on it, and deploy it if you want to.
This spring, you're talking.
This spring,
so
yeah.
That's coming up pretty quick, then.
Yeah, it's coming up pretty quick. Now, it's a go-live license, so it's not a final product.
Uh-huh.
One challenge kind of in this space right now is it's moving pretty fast. So, you know, the standards and approaches are kind of flying fast and furious. So, you know, you still want to keep in mind, it is a go live license, but we do think, you know, we are going to allow customers, if they want to deploy production apps, to start taking advantage of this sooner rather than later, and build some great stuff with it.
Well, that sounds exciting. So, you know, you have a blog too, don't you?
I do. Yes.
What's the blog URL?
The blog URL is if you go to weblogs.asp.net/scottgu.
Okay.
Or if you just go to my website at www.scottgu.com, you can find a link to it there.
So on that, I've read a few of your entries there, and you're always talking about some new technology or something exciting to say. And I was wondering if you might, share with us what technology like has your eye or your interest. Like, what do you, is there something with, you know, Microsoft or not that is that has really got your attention in terms of, yeah, wouldn't it be cool if, or that looks like something we can do more with, or, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's just tons of cool stuff going on right now. What I try to do on my blog for the last probably 2 or 3 months has been trying to do like a daily post.
Uh-huh.
And so I try to keep an eye on kind of what's going on out there, especially in the ASP.NET community, since it's on the ASP.NET site, my blog. And basically you sort of point off to different projects people are working on, or occasionally I do tutorials that kind of show off how to use new features and stuff. And it's a fun time right now in the sense of people are just really kind of digging into .NET 2.0 and ASP.NET 2.0, and they're just finding kind of the wealth of features that are there. So, whether it's personalization or the new role management security features, or Atlas with AJAX support, or portal management with web parts, or the new provider model for doing storage, and regardless of which of those things, a lot of people are kind of finding themselves kind of like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot of new technology, and I think you're right. A big part of it is just, hey, exploring the toolkit we already have.
Yeah, and a large part is one of the things that we've tried to do, I think, all throughout our kind of web platform, and I think it's really kind of crystallized with .NET 2.0 and VS 2005 last year, and it's really also going to catalyze with IS7 coming out, is really put together kind of a comprehensive end-to-end solution for people that they can take advantage of.
So what's IS7 going to do for us in that scenario?
Well, IS7 is really got a whole bunch of features. I mean, it's a major, major upgrade of our web server. There's features for developers, and so from that perspective, there's tighter integration with ASP.NET and much, much richer extensibility, which means that people can go ahead and build reusable modules that administrators can take advantage of in a very easy way. So whether it's a URL rewriting feature or new authentication modes or additional logging support or new compression modules, all those types of things are pretty easy now to build. One of our goals, going towards the developer side is to really provide kind of an ecosystem of components and modules that administrators can take advantage of without having to kind of custom build it for each individual app. So that's from the developer side. From the administrator side, we're then spending a lot of time focusing on a number of big things. One is diagnostics, and really investing a lot of time to help enable administrators to better understand what's going on in the server at any point in time. So we have a new feature that lets you kind of analyze what we call the runtime state of the server and see what requests are currently in flight, what pages are they hitting, how long is a request taking. So, one of the common things that administrators are frustrated with today is, let's say you have a page that is hanging on a database or has an infinite loop or is taking too long. All you know is that your server CPU is, running at 100%. How do you track down the culprit?
Right.
Now you can basically just open up the admin tool, point at the server, and it'll show you, here are all the requests currently being processed within an application pool, and hey, guess what? Here's the URL, and here's the IP address of the client calling that URL. That seems to be taking 30 seconds.
And that's in the user interface. That's in the new user interface.
Yeah, you can actually access that both through the new admin tool, as well as you can write scripts to do it as well. And so everything you can do through the admin tool, you can configure either through scripts, or we also have a new command line tool, so you don't even have to write code. In the past, you had to write VB script or JScript in order to work with, say, WMI or ADSI to configure things. You can still do that, or we now have also kind of a handy command line tool that just by using the command line, you can go ahead and actually configure everything as well.
Okay.
So this is
all accessible programmatically as well.
Yeah, programmatically, developers can take advantage of it as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and so diagnostics is one big area. We're spending a lot of time focusing on configuration management, making it much easier to kind of access your configuration in a variety of different ways. One of the things that we focused a lot on is the configuration file format of how we store settings. In the past, we stored them in the metabase. which from a schema perspective is not always the most intuitive XML format.
Uh-huh.
I think anyone who's looked at the XML format would kind of go, ooh, you know, it's...
But, yeah, what's with the bitmask in there?
Yeah, what's with the bitmask in there? So we've gone to a much cleaner schematized approach, which is both much more human readable, but also, you know, it allows you to kind of immediately see kind of how our configuration settings set. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to obviously look at the XML. You can use the admin tool or the scripting APIs to do it. But we think it kind of makes it much easier for administrators to kind of see, you know, how is the system configured. And one of the big features then also in configuration that we're allowing is the ability for administrator to allow configuration settings to be delegated, meaning rather than store all the settings in metabase.xml, you can actually now go ahead and optionally have certain settings be configured in a web.config file that lives in the application root.
Uh-huh.
And so one benefit is that, you know, it's totally optional. By default, it's locked down, so no settings can be configured there. So you don't have to worry about, you know, an administrator, you know, someone, you know, incorrectly configuring something. But it does mean that as an administrator, you have the option to choose, hey, I want the custom errors section or configuration settings. I'm going to let the app developer actually customize that because they know more about that app.
So they can take control of that part of the configuration without having to be an administrator on the server.
Correct. They can't actually take control. The administrator would delegate control.
I see.
So you don't have to worry about a developer grabbing control of the box. But if the administrator chooses to, they can say this setting can be configured at the app level as opposed to purely at the machine level.
Now, are developers going to be able to extend that configuration for their own applications?
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing is the configuration system is very extensible. So third-party modules that people build, as well as applications that developers might build, say, within an enterprise, can add their own configuration schema to the system, and they can use the same approach that the built-in configuration settings in IIS use.
So that goes into the web config then and becomes part of the content?
Could be, or the administrator could say, you know, this newly created schema, I also want to lock that down so that only I can set it at the server level.
Okay, well that's...
So it's lots of flexibility, lots of choices, or lots of options, and we think the end result is that especially for more advanced scenarios or kind of more custom configurations, you know, there's now a lot more, the IIS is going to be a lot more flexible. And hopefully won't be fighting the system as, you know, fighting IIS as much as, you know, massaging it to be, you know, how you want to integrate it within your environment.
There's a lot to like there, it sounds like. And, you know, I've messed with it, and it looks like it's a great product right on track.
We hope so, yeah.
What you've heard about the Mix conference coming up? That's in March 20 through 22nd in Las Vegas. The Mix,
mm-hmm.
And are you going to be there?
Yep, I'll be there.
Okay, great.
I'm doing a few presentations.
What you going to talk on?
I'm doing a couple talks and panels. I think on a few topics.
Okay.
I'm sure IS7 is going to be something I'm going to talk to a lot of people about there.
Mm-hmm.
The other than topic I think I'm presenting on is Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
Which is that AJAX framework I mentioned. So we're going to have a number of breakout talks there and some exciting stuff to show and talk about.
So if listeners haven't heard about that yet, go to mix06.com. Check it out. A really interesting new conference Microsoft is producing. Something we haven't done before. Scott's going to be there. A lot of other people are going to be there. It's an interesting format for Microsoft. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, Scott, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to chat with us. And there's just so much going on. There's a lot to look at, and we really appreciate you highlighting some of these great technologies for us.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
Thanks.